Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. All right, guys, well, we're going to try. We're going to see what I can get out of this one. I am in a, I don't know if it's a third world country, but another country here down in Cancun. It has been fun so far, but definitely things I need to discuss. And who better to discuss it with than my friends here on the liquor license? You know, probably won't be doing any shout-outs, but whatever. Well, shout-out to Kredir, shout-out to Luke, shout-out. As we speak, it is 3:30 on a Thursday, and I'm looking out the window. A bunch of pools, palm trees, beach. Well, Brandon, why aren't you out there? I was all day. All right? I was out there all fucking day. I wanted 45 minutes of sun time. I got 4 hours of sun time. The sun out here is something. Holy shit. Now, all right, listen. This is the preface before I start the podcast. You haven't heard me solo dolo in a minute. And if it sounds like shit, if it doesn't come in, whatever, it's a hidden episode or it's trash. I don't fucking care. I'm going to say I'm having a great time. Everybody I'm with, names to be left out, is having a great time, and I appreciate the fact that I'm here. I definitely needed it. And with that, I will start the rant. Getting to LAX was fine. I can't even complain. It worked. I couldn't wait to fucking get out of work. I was looking at the clock like it was eighth period. 12th grade, last day of school. That's how I was looking. I could not wait to get out. And I assume all my vacation mates felt the same way. But they're not the same kind of person like me. You know, they have real jobs and I don't know about families. I don't know. Either way, I could not wait to get out and just like not think about a subway, a fucking homeless person, how much a fucking bottle of beer cost. I could care less. I couldn't fucking wait just to fucking leave. And wow, that clock was taking a long time. But finally it does. And I packed in like, I don't know, I'm going to say under 5 minutes. I mean, 7 days in Mexico, I got a couple pairs of shorts, 7 pairs of underwear, 7 pairs of socks, 7 t-shirts. I mean, what the fuck? What am I going to bring, like a goddamn 3-piece suit in a fedora in my hat box? Do they even make hat boxes anymore? And I just was like, fuck it, okay, this is fine. And then you get to the destination, you're like, what the fuck did I even pack this much? But preempt all this. So I've been bitching about it / talking about it, about getting new sandals. And I can't wear flip-flops, okay, to the listening audience. I cannot wear flip-flops. Every time I've ever tried to wear flip-flops, that fucking piece in between my big toe and my much longer second toe, which they say means you're a genius, I think is bullshit because I'm obviously not a genius. My fucking second toe looks like a midget's finger. It's awful. It could like throw baseballs. That's how bad my second toe is. Like if my toe, my second toe wasn't so long, I'd probably wear a size like 10 and a half, but I wear a size 12s because of the fucking second toe. I buy the, and I'm like, all right, I should just go get a pair of Nike fucking slip-ons, Crocs, just something comfortable. And I'm like, yeah, but I need a pair like to have. So what do? I go to fucking Gacy's and I get a pair of Kenneth Cole sandals. Now, okay, I don't have money. I'm going on a trip. I shouldn't be spending money. Number one, they were so discounted. They were like a $100 pair of sandals I got for like 16 bucks. I'm not fucking around. I'll show you the receipt. All right? The problem is that they're leather. Like good leather and like almost like a basket weave. Like as my friend Scott Roxensink motherfucking Murphy said, I look like a 78-year-old Japanese man. Yes, that's what they look like. But I'll wear them when I get back. So all day before I leave, I wear the things to break them in because obviously leather is different than that plastic bullshit or the rubber one, the rubber Under Armour ones. So I get the leather ones and I destroy my big toes on both feet. It's just where the fucking leather hits. It's just a weird spot and I'm like, God damn it. So now for like, before I get here for like 3 days, I'm fucking putting on Band-Aids, Neosporin, trying to get rid of it because I know that's what I'm supposed to be wearing. Wrong. First 2 days, I've been wearing goddamn sneakers and socks to go to the beach, to the pool because of how bad these fucking cuts are on my feet. Again, shit like this only happens to me. And I'm going to address a point right now. So buckle up, buckaroos. I don't make this shit up. There are certain things I exaggerate. But when it comes to like making fun of myself and stupid things that I do, I'm 100% honest. And one thing is, these sandals fucked my feet up, of course, days, hours before I had to go to a trip where you only wear sandals. Instead of just buying a $5 pair of rubber fucking sandals, I had to get the fucking Kenneth Cole leather ones. Okay? Which I like. You don't... Hey, Scott Roxick, motherfucking Murphy, you don't like them? Fine. It's not your taste. I want to look like a fucking well-to-do black man. Is that a bad thing? I don't understand. Either way, so I got, in my thought process was, well, I'll wear them when I get back home. Why waste money just for like 7 days when I can have them for like a couple years? Because like the last fucking pair of like slips I had were Nike ones that Rob Bass bought me for my 30th birthday. And they lasted until this year. So that's 5 years that one pair lasted me. That's how much I wear fucking slip-on sandals. But goddamn, I wore Eric's fucking Crocs at work because my feet were all fucked up. I'm going to have to get a pair of Crocs. I don't care if you make fun of me. Those motherfuckers, I see what people are talking about. I see why they wear them. Those Crocs are fucking nice. There's like no pressure point on your foot. Like you couldn't do like a manual labor job in them. You couldn't like play frisbee with your buddy. But like just standing, I see why like servers and bartenders, they wear those fucking Crocs. It makes 100% sense. There's no pressure point. Like your feet are just like normal. And like it's breathable. They don't fucking stink. I like them. Sorry. That was a fucking shoe minute. So we get to LAX. And I'm just going to say the royal we, get to LAX. I'm really going to have to cover myself on this one, guys. Because I don't want to say anything out of school. Okay? So just so you know. I'm not pussying out. I'm enjoying this beautiful vacation because of someone I love, and I don't want to like say something wrong. All right. Now, mind you, I'm going on a 7-day trip with myself and three females that like to talk loud, like to party, don't let you get a word in edgewise. Hence why I'm doing this right now. This is almost my therapy as we speak because I can actually talk. It's been 36 hours since I think I got a sentence in. So now I'm able to talk and not be told what to do and go here and go there. So It's fine. I don't mind. I'm having a good time. I don't care. But at least I got a second to fucking settle down. Get to LAX. They got a Barney's Beanery in the, because they're redoing the entire airport. It's fucked. Like, the ones that were, the airlines that were in Terminal 4 are now in Terminal 1. The ones that are in 2 are in the International. International's in Terminal 2. So, like, you really got to look this shit up before you even get on a plane. So, we found out we had to go to Terminal 2, take a Lyft. And this guy sucks. See, now Lyft is becoming that. Lyft is becoming those guys that were on Uber. The whole reason I switched to Lyft, they're becoming old taxi drivers. They're like, bro, do you go airport? Okay, bro. No music, no air conditioning, no nothing. Just, he had his headphones in and drove us to the airport. That was it. No conversation. No, I mean, I'm like, I thought like Lyft people were supposed to be like fun. This guy fucking sucks. Valid or Vlad, whatever his fucking name was. Vali. Sorry if you're listening, Vali. And so they have a Barney's Beanery. And Barney's Beanery is one of those places. There's one in Burbank, which a lot of my Iowa crew used to go to. I don't know if they still do, for Iowa Hawkeyes games, because they had a really good discount. And there's one in Santa Monica. It's sort of a legendary one, if you listen to the podcast, where Tree Man insisted that my 19-year-old godson get served beer because he's in the service. And I just told him, like, let it go. He's 19. He obviously cannot get beer. Like, anyways, so there's that one. And they do have, like, a certain stink. I don't know if it's a cleaning product that they have. But this one in the airport had the exact same fucking smell. It smelled like old Pats. Anybody out there, Luke, fucking Scotty, anybody who's listening? Nobody. But if anybody is listening, it had that pukey fucking detergent smell. And get like a beer there and then get on the plane. And on the plane, you have a, it was like, oh boy. Oh, see, I was about to put myself in a fucking grave. I was going to say it's like a Mexican party. I didn't do it. I didn't say it. Because all they had was fucking Pepsi and Sprite and one kind of beer. And you get it for free. All right. That's all. Nothing bad. But I had a beer. They all can pass out. I'm like, I'm not a big guy. I lost weight and I'm only 6 foot. But it's so fucking uncomfortable on a plane. And you're going like, say, we went like 2 hours and 45 minutes and then another 2 hours and 45 minutes. And like, just to get like the right spot. And I always make sure I sit in the aisle seat in case I got to take a piss, because I'm always nervous I got to walk over somebody. I hate that. And everybody goes, oh, I want to sit by the window. I want to sit by the window. Fucking sit by the window. I don't give a fuck. That's perfect. I don't want to sit by the window. I don't want to look out. I already have enough stress when it comes to flying that I don't care. Sit by the goddamn window. Put on the goddamn horse. Sit by the window. And so I was sitting in the aisle seat, and everybody has to bump into me. And I'm not like any different than anybody else in the LC, but everybody has to bump into me. I don't know what it is. It's a thing. Always just, oh, excuse me. And I wake up and I'm like, damn it. So like Luke would say, or Carl would say, let's put a ribbon on this, or a bow. A bow is a ribbon, isn't it? I got up Tuesday morning, and I got myself a beer. No, I probably did. At work, I had to get a haircut. I didn't have to do any of these things except for work. So, like, from Tuesday until very early Wednesday morning, I didn't sleep. Fuck that. Thursday morning. That's what the bitch whose headphones is to use the fucking mic. Hey, dude. I can't move around, they'll fall out. So I don't know if I was sleepy or what. But I got some sleep on the plane, but then I had that like sleep deprived, like I can barely open up my fucking eyes to make it onto the next plane. Now I'm the only one that has carry-ons. And I'm good. All right. This is going to be Brandon's white person minute, Brandon's whatever it is minute. I am telling you, I only go carry-on. Fuck a big suitcase. Doesn't, you take your backpack, and a carry-on suitcase. That's it. You don't need anything else. You don't need fucking Princess, whatever her name's, golden hair dryer. Vespa. You don't need Princess Vespa's hair dryer in there, okay? You don't need a humongous fucking suitcase. For what? If we were going to like New York City for 2 weeks and we needed, and it was two below zero, okay, now maybe there's a reason to. You go in here or you're going to either wear a fucking bikini or swim trunks. That's it. I'm the only one that has a carry-on. And then I'm the only one who doesn't have to wait for my luggage. Okay. Just saying, putting it out there. Luggage didn't take long. Still, I lost too many bags on too many trips that, like, I just want to, like, know that it's above me and I'll just take it myself. Okay, honey, sweetie. I'm talking about the stewardesses. We're very nice. Can you even say stewardesses anymore? I was talking about the female flight attendant. Ugh. See, fuck that. These were actual stewardesses because it was a Mexican flight and they all dressed properly and they had little fucking hats that looked like Shriner hats minus the tassel, okay? And like boas. It was nice. It was refreshing to see that. The guys were properly dressed. That's how a flight should be. It wasn't like a bad flight. But and the second one, it was like, you could tell the plane was like, you know how you could tell a plane's shitty? Is when it still has no smoking signs. Why the fuck? Is there any airline that allows smoking? I would think not, right? I mean, maybe if like you're George Clooney, you have your own plane, you can smoke on it. But like, what the fuck, man? It's been like 25, 30 years where like, yeah, you probably can't smoke on a plane. And so when you go to sit down and on the armrest, there's an ashtray. You're like, fuck, man, this plane's old. This plane's got to be at least 1965, 70 latest. That there's fucking ashtrays and the armrest. And he's still got to put up the no smoking sign. I just don't, I've never been on a plane where a dude like just goes to puff one and is like, oh, I didn't know I couldn't fucking smoke here. That's not allowed. I don't know if I'm wrong in saying this. I'm just saying like, what the, get rid of the no, like, we get it. Like, yeah, you can't smoke on a fucking airplane. Like, you don't walk into Walmart and like light one up. It's the same thing on the fucking plane, idiots. Sorry. Stupid. So we get to Guadalajara, and now I am, since I've lived in LA, I've flown a lot, either for business, to see my family in Florida, my parents, or to see my family in Buffalo. And so I'm not calling myself a pro. I fly like once or twice a year, okay? Since I lived out here probably 30 times, I've taken like a plane. And so I'm used to like layovers and going to another plane. And I thought that's what it was. You know, I had my passport. It was checked. I went through security. It was checked. Got on the plane. And then, okay, so we land in Guadalajara. We go to the next plane. Like any, like if you're going from LA to Houston to Miami, that's the way it would go. Wrong. The fucking TSA, MSA, whatever they are, habitual line steppers, you gotta go through a whole nother line of immigration. And like me, stupid white man, I don't know these things. I don't know that you have to go through immigration. I go and like, and it was so like anticlimactic. Like I was kind of pumped. This is my first passport. This is my first chance to use the goddamn thing. And they just like look at it and like, okay, stamp it. They don't stamp it on like there's pages like 3 through 20. They stamp it on like page 9. I'm like, oh. And it's just like a red stamp that says Mexico. I'm like, fucking A, man. I thought it was like way cooler than that. I thought they made that shit like a cool logo or something. No, it sucks. Like, oh, all right. Then you gotta wait another line and you gotta declare what you have on you. Now, all I got is like, I don't have anything to declare. I don't have any kind of fruits, vegetables, fucking drugs, paraphernalia. I had my anti-anxiety pills, but I haven't used them, and that's a prescription. But, yeah, you go through the customs, and now this is when I first realized, I'm like, holy cow, am I glad I came with people that are bilingual. And what a fucking talent being bilingual is. Because I would have been, like, if I came here by myself, I don't know that I would have got out of the fucking airport. Everything is, and I know Spanish. I'm not saying, I can't have, like, a full conversation with you. But, like, I know most words, and when people talk, I know what they're talking about. But, like, I get there, I'm like, what? And, like, they just kind of, like, wave me on, like, go ahead, silly white man. You know, and they all do, they all, I'm like, what did they say? You know, I had to keep, the fucking theme has been like, what did they say? What are they talking about? Like, that's what I have to do the whole time. Finally get through to get onto the next plane. The plane's boarding. So it wasn't a long wait time, which I'm pretty good with. This is a rocky fucking flight. This next one that had the fucking cigarette ashtrays on the plane. It was a fucking ball buster. But because I think at the time there was a storm and we're coming like through the clouds. So it was like a whoo up and down. Like my stomach was like, Jesus. And but luckily it was a short flight. So it wasn't that big a deal. And I'm like, I cannot wait to get to the fucking hotel. Like I want to put my shit away. I want to fucking like sit down on the bed. I want to see what the amenities are. I'm a weird guy. I get it. I don't take a lot of vacations. All right? But I like my creature comforts. And when I'm not home, I like to have them as close as I can to having them. If that makes any sense. So it's set up where like we have a shuttle from the airport to the hotel. But it seems like the guy is trying to... It's already like included in the price. The guy's trying to like haggle us over it. And I don't know what they're saying. I can't be like, hey, I'm the male here. No, Buster. You're not going to take an extra $10. Like, I don't know what the fuck they're saying. And finally, it gets worked out. And the guy was totally trying to scam us. So we went to somebody else and we got, since we already had paid for it, it was paid for. We got there. It didn't have to pay for anything. Now, these all-inclusive fucking resorts... Like, you don't tip anybody. You don't pay for shit. That's it. Hence the name all-inclusive fucking resorts. That's like a huge sign outside. And so I'm like, okay, cool. I only have 20s on me. Not, and normally, I thought, I'm like, oh, shit. I don't want, because I had just got paid the day before I left. I didn't want to take a bunch of hundos. So, like, I just had 20s. I'm like, oh, that's to pay for, like, the fucking excursions and stuff. I didn't think about like, oh yeah, you got to drop like these people tips because everybody told me you don't have to fucking tip them. It's not in it. They're not supposed to get tipped. So in my mind, and I'm like a pretty decent tipper. I feel bad not doing it, but everybody said, no, you don't tip them. Okay. So like I was 20, I'm not going to give a fucking guy a 20. So I'm like, fuck, oh, God damn it. Because everyone else is tipping the goddamn bartender. I'm like, shit, you guys all told me you don't tip. It's all, I'm like, all right, fuck it. And by tip, I mean propina. See? This is like a half Spanish podcast. It's already 10% Spanish. They got a pharmacia right next door. So I go there. And I had to buy sunscreen because the first day we got here, we take the sunscreen with us and someone stole it. I'm like, Jesus, I'm glad I didn't have my wallet. It is that bad. Like everyone was like warning me, like, really watch your shit. Really watch what you do because people steal your shit. I'm talking like fucking 10 minutes. Someone stole a thing of sunscreen. I'm like, oh, that's kind of fucked up. So I go and I get a bottle of sunscreen and I ask for cambio, which change. And they give me this Monopoly fucking Mexican money. And I'm like, oh, okay. So now if I'm tipping a guy, I might be tipping him 35 cents or $5. I don't know. I guess I can use a converter on my iPhone. Isn't that right, Brandon? It is, except I don't take my iPhone anywhere. I leave in the room so it doesn't get fucking stolen. And, okay, sorry. On my way to the pharmacia, I walk by like a sewer grate. And it's, again, guys, it's beautiful. It's exactly what you expect it to look like. And it's as hot as you fucking expect it to look like. You ever been to Florida? It's very similar. It's just palm trees, heat, humidity, and everything's like, it's beautiful. So see, I'm not bitching. Just saying. There's three fucking iguanas, like, just hanging out. like, I don't know, a chipmunk would or something. But these are like monster fucking iguanas. They're like 4 or 5 feet long. And they're just like kicking it. Like, I walk by them and I'm a good like not even 3 feet away. And they're just hanging out there. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll get a picture. And then they just, I went to go like touch the one and it kind of moved. And I'm like, you know, I don't, what if it bites me and it has some kind of thing? Like, what's that disease? Zika? You know, I don't really want to fuck with iguanas right now. I had an iguana for 12 years. Salsa. Okay. I really liked, and she would have been the best pet to have where I currently live because of how hot it is. I could have just had a cage for her outside or something, but she had her own room in my old place in Buffalo. And you know what? You shouldn't have an iguana in Buffalo. That's not per the climate. You know, that's like if you go to Florida and they have a polar bear, it's like, yeah, you probably shouldn't have a polar bear at the zoo. I wish I could do a Kirk Fox because that would have worked right there. But out here, that makes total sense. Yeah, there's an iguana. It's hanging out. That was such a digression for no reason. Anyway, so yeah, I have changed now. We went to a foam party last night. Oh, this is after, I mean, remember now, so I haven't slept for like 36 hours. Beers. In each room, we have two rooms. In each room, there's like a liquor dispenser. So it's 4 bottles. One, let's see, I'll take a look here. Smirnoff, tequila, rum, whiskey. Okay. And they're all upside down on a spigot. And all you do is you take your little glass and you hit the spigot and you have a shot or you make yourself a drink, whatever you want to do. And they refill that every other day. So technically, you can Nicolas Cage leaving Las Vegas every day if you want to, and they just would refill it. The fridge is stocked with fucking Pepsi. Why do I say fuck? The fridge is stocked with Pepsi, ginger ale, beer, water. So I've actually done a good job of like between every drink, I have a water, and I don't get ice when we go out. I haven't had water when we went out. I only have bottled water because everyone tells me, oh, you shit your brains out. I'm like, I already do. So it could be worse. Okay. So I don't. I just have the bottled water. And so they got the, yeah, and they refilled it today. Like we had, there was like 6 beers in there. It's not like we're fucking Days of Wine and Roses, but like having that. And then there's like 7 bars at the resort. It's all I got is a wristband. And I can go to anyone and just like get a beer, drink a sip of it, put it down, walk away, get a shot, get whatever I want. It's kind of fucking scary, but also very fun and well worth the money. Same thing with the food. They got a very good buffet. And with my people I'm with, you know, like let's say they're running behind because they have estrogen more so than I do. Is it an X and a Y chromosome? What's the difference between men and females? Besides a penis and a vagina, there's a chromosome difference. Anyways, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm hungry. I'm just going to go eat. And I'll eat. And then if they want to go down there an hour and a half later, I'll go with them. So I don't care. It's not that big a deal. I want to take advantage of everything I can. You know, there's no reason not to. So I said this earlier. Yesterday is the only day that they do a foam party. And the foam party is at 3 p.m. in the pool. And it only lasts an hour. And at 1:15 p.m., we all lay down because everyone's exhausted. And we didn't have the second room because normally the check-in is 3 p.m. Well, we only had one room, so everybody's in one room. All the people are on the bed sleeping. I am on, like, the little fold-out couch deal. Okay, that like it's such a, it's a bad design. Like you roll out the bottom piece. Listen to this. Oh, you can't. I just held my phone to it. Like you're going to hear it from there, even though I'm wearing headphones with a mic on them. It like rolls out and then the thing like folds over it. I can't explain what it's like. It's like a step. So like the step is right in the middle of your back. And it, as you know, I already have back issues. So like that's like a no-go. Wake up, it's like 3:15. Oh, we got to go. It's a foam party. It's the only day we can do the foam party. I'm like, all right, I'm ready. you know, I'll go, which is normally not something I would be a part of, a foam party, but it's sponsored by Coco Bongo, which is some big club out here that I guess is like a nightclub and they have shows. I don't necessarily know if I want to go to it because it seems like it's going to be expensive. And why would I go to a nightclub when I have a girlfriend and I don't dance and I have free drinks at the hotel? Tell me where there's a pro to any of this. Richard Lewis. So go to the foam party. It's fun. Now, I don't know. Maybe this is a Hispanic thing or just this resort. But so they got balloons, like water balloons, and they're a little heavier. And half the pool where the foam is just gunning the water balloons at the other half of the pool. So then we're on the other half of the pool. We're taking the balloons and we're fucking gunning them back. And I don't know if you ever tried to really like launch a water balloon that's already soaked and kind of heavy. I like fucking almost threw my arm out throwing this shit. I'm like, what the fuck? So I got like a technique down where I held it by like the fucking nozzle, the nipple. It would like just fling it up. Okay. And the one I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'm getting these guys. And I did it. I'm like, oh boy, that was bad. I haven't thrown something that far in a long time. That is bad for the old arm. And so we backed off to the side and we made it over to the foam section and enjoyed the foam, which oddly enough, I will say, I don't know what's in it. I don't know if it's Mecos. If you know what Mecos is, that's Hispanic for jizz. But whatever it was, cleared up my skin. No more back knee for the old Mr. B. Hey, probably the chlorine as well. But it was fun, but I didn't understand the purpose of it. Like, was it a game or was it just, hey, let's be goofy? And there's a fucking shit house full of like, bro, you got a volleyball tournament. I think we could win this one kind of guys. You know, like that's spring break. Spring break forever. Spring break. Spring break. But it's like more a dudes who are like my age who just want to like show off and shit. But whatever, man. More power to them. I don't really care. So that was fun. Now I'm down here during the NBA finals, which I mean, I have... to much of listener's chagrin, talked about for months now. I've been watching the NBA Finals religiously this year more than any other year. And I want the Cavs to win, okay? Fuck the Warriors. They have a super team that it's stupid. And LeBron's at fault because he's like one of the first ones to start a super team and now it's okay. So if he wants to bitch about it, it's his own fault. Okay. But I do want the Cavs to win. I'm an East Coast guy, and I just think the Warriors, like, people are just going there to win championships. Can I really fault them? No. You know? It's like how good the Dodgers look right now and the amount of payroll, and people just want to come to the Dodgers. It's like, okay, go, you know? The only difference is the Warriors actually win championships, or are about to. So, amongst all the bars they have, most of them close at 12 or 1 o'clock. And the one that stays open 24 hours, okay, again, bad news for an alcoholic, bad news in general, is called Sport Bar. Not the sports bar, not like, you know, buckets. Get buckets. It's just called Sport Bar. And I'm like, does that mean they only can play one sport at a time? Like, why? Where is it their S? Why is it Sport Bar? Maybe it's just like a miscommunication of language, but it bothered me. It'll be picture of the week. Sport Bar. And so I want to go down and get fucking, they have all these places you can eat at, and the one is a steakhouse. And it closed, one is a steakhouse. See how Brandon talks on vacation. He talks very eloquently. I think it closes at 9:30, which means they probably take you into like 9:10. You know, so it probably shuts down at 10. So I tell everybody, I'm like, all right, let's go at 8, knowing we will not be going at 8 because of the amount of time it takes to get ready. So now I start watching the game, and I think it's Central time here where we are, not Pacific, not Eastern. I think it's Central. I start watching the game in the room, but the TV in the room, now it's a beautiful room. Okay, I'll get back to the room. Let me talk about the NBA for a second. I go down and I'm watching it and I'm like, they're not going to be ready. I'm like, I want to be like in a place with like people who are pumped, and I got a feeling there's like 600. Yeah, I'd say 500, 600 rooms in this fucking resort. Again with the F word, Brandon. And I'm like, there's got to be some Cavs fans and some Warriors fans. And so I go down to Sport Bar. And sure enough, it's completely packed. Like just a bar that'd be in LA, a bar that'd be in Buffalo, like watching the game. I mean, it's NBA Finals. It's like if the Super Bowl was like 2-3 games long. And it's a very good final because half the people see like they want Kevin Durant to win a title and the Warriors are like upstart team. And then everybody hates fucking LeBron unless you're a Cavs fan or unless you like greatness, then you like LeBron. You know, that's the way it's kind of going. So I go down and I barely get a seat and I start watching the game. And motherfucker, man, it like clicked. I'm like, yo, Ty Lue is not a good coach. The coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers is not a good coach. The Warriors are meant to like shoot threes, pass inside to Durant once in a while. The Cavs are defensively a bigger team, a more physical team, and all they've done against the Warriors is shoot threes. No inside presence, no offensive rebounds, awful defense. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm just a casual fan, and I'm picking up on this. Why can't you make these adjustments? And I understand. One man can't win the entire game. I mean, LeBron's been playing his fucking tits off. But they got fucking guys. They got Kevin Love. They got Kyrie Irving. You know? They got backups that are good. Like, yo, just play. Get an offensive rebound. Take it in every time. It's, oh, passed out to the Warriors. Three-pointer, Durant, in. Draymond Green, in. Oh, Draymond fouls somebody. Mouse off. He's fucking, as always, he's the wild card. Draymond Green. That should be his nickname, the wild card. They get a t-shirt with him with a fucking Joker hat on. Fuck Draymond Green. All right? Durant, Curry, Thompson, those guys, I don't mind. But, like, Draymond Green, just shut the fuck up. You know? You think you deserve to wear number 23? Get the fuck out of here. You're fucking whining. You kick guys in the balls and shit. Sorry. I know. I was talking about Mexico. I went to NBA. Sorry. Anyways, it was very interesting to watch a sport that I've watched for the last couple months in an international place, you know, where I'm talking to people from Ireland, other parts of the U.S., other parts of Mexico, Africa, fucking wherever, at this resort, and we're all watching the same thing. It was very cool and very interesting, you know, and like one guy was a huge Cavs fan. He had his Bron jersey on, and he was all pumped, and I talked to him, but he was, like, very much, like, a drunk fucking Western New Yorker. So, like, I was like, all right, I know your crowd. Then I talked to a heavyset black gentleman, and I think he was from Detroit, but he really wanted the Warriors to win, and I'm like, that's cool, too. They get me. Get to the steakhouse. It's closed. Okay. So we got to go to, like, fucking Kabuki or some kind of Japanese place, and there's nothing that I want. And it's free, so I'm going to get something. But I mean, honestly, there's not, like, I know I'm a picky person when it comes to food. I am. There's, like, nothing that, like, everything is, like, portobello mushrooms and fucking shit that I don't like. And I don't want to be a fucking that guy. So I order some kind of chicken thing. And it was good. It was fine. I eat it, you know. But now I'm, like, really, I'm trying to eat, like, as much as I fucking can. And I don't think people realize, like, it's not that I'm broke. It's that I just don't have food available to me all the time. You know, when I work, yes, there's food there, but it's not food. It's just shit. And I don't want to eat shit. Okay? Honestly, I don't. I listen to, like, what Luke says about the sugar, and he's right. So I don't want to fucking eat candy bars for a fucking 12-hour shift. It's stupid. You know, you got to have something. And I'm getting sick of Hot Pockets and Stouffer's meals. You know, where my job is, I'm the only person there. You can't leave to go get something. You could bring a meal if you want, but the thing is, you got to have time to go somewhere to get the meal, to come back. Whatever. Woe is me, I guess. But I would, I'm trying to eat as much as I want to put on 10 pounds. Everybody says I'm too fucking thin. So I'm trying to put on weight, and my way of putting on weight is like, well, fuck it, I'm just going to eat like a human being. So I've been trying to eat it. It doesn't make, because with this 24-hour all-inclusive, I mean, I could go down to any of these places at any time and get basically whatever I want. Free room service. Jesus, it's fucking kick-ass, man. I as many complaints as I may have, I don't really have any complaints, because it's really like one of the, probably the best trip I've ever been on, you know? I just like to pick out the little things, you know, to make maybe somebody laugh or who doesn't know about it. Steakhouse closed, go to Kabuki. See, I'm trying to wrap this up, guys. I apologize. And I'm like, right next to the Kabuki place is the buffet. And I know it's open for another half an hour. I just go there and I get like a slice of pizza and some bread and shit. Because I know, like, we just have not stopped drinking and we're going to continually fucking drink. So I'm getting water in me and bread and shit. Like, I just, because I'm just trying to be like a sensible person. And these people want to drink. Let them fucking drink. They work hard and everything. So if that's what they want to do, that's what they do. But, you know, I'm not saying it's amateur hour. But for me, I mean, like, fucking, you know, having drinks and shots and shit is like, okay, that's, you know, isn't that what everybody does every day at every hour? Kidding. Kidding. Hope my sponsor isn't listening. Finish that. Now they have a MDA. No. What was it? Oh, MDP. A Mayan dance party. And the game is still on. So, like, I'm at the sport bar. I hate that fucking name. Ooh, I hate that name. It made me, like, remember, like, when I had, like, coaches in Little League and their sons played for the team. And you'd go over to their house and they had a pool party and they'd have fucking root beer, but the generic ones. And they're like, hey, sport, you want a root beer? And they'd call you sport. That fucking sucks. Don't call me sport, fuckface. Sorry. The only reason you call me sport is because I go to sport bar. Anyways, they would always be like WPOP or Topps version of soda, and you get like a cream soda, and you're like, oh, it's fucking good, man. After like your T-ball game, here you go, sport. Here's a cream soda for you. And they got a shitty mustache and those fucking tight shorts and their big fucking peckers. Just, oh. Anyway, so they go to the MDP, the Mayan dance party, which is right next to sport bar. And so, like, in between like quarters, I'm like going and I'm like watching the show, and it's really fucking cool. And I'm like, I'm kind of pissed at myself. I'm like, dude, when the fuck am I going to see an MDP again? You know? But again, I'm like, but it's the fucking finals. It's not like a regular season game. Like, I've been so invested in these NBA playoffs. I really want to watch this game. And okay, so I'm like, I could do best of both worlds. So I'm going back and forth. So I'm watching the Mayan dance party, and then I'm watching the NBA finals. And fucking Cavaliers lost. I don't even want to fucking make me sick. Get a new coach. Mayan dance party's over. Two people go somewhere. See, I gotta be so goddamn vague. Myself and the wonderful lady go to a concert right there where they're just playing like easy listening, like fun stuff, you know, Santana and everything. It's a full band. And you'd think they'd play like, you know, banda or like Hispanic or reggaeton. No, it was all like American easy listening. And they had to play the fucking Hotel California by the Eagles. And I'm going to make a point here. I don't say I dislike the Eagles or that song because of the Big Lebowski. Yes, that's a hilarious part. I never liked the fucking Eagles. In 1992, when we were driving somewhere, my dad had on Oldies 104, an Eagles song came on. Probably Desperado or Hotel California. And I hated it. I don't like it. I don't like anything to do with the Eagles, okay? That's why the Big Lebowski does make me laugh, because, yes, it's fucking a stupid song, and it's a stupid group. I don't like it. Sorry if you're a fan. I'm not a fan, all right? Don't like the Eagles. Then they do it. And of course, the guy does, like, the stupid solo, and he's, like, not that bad. And I'm like, I'm thinking of these dudes, like a four-piece. Well, it's like a bass guitar, regular guitar, a keyboardist and a drummer, and then like a chick who looks like Selena, if she was alive now, with like tattoos and had two kids. Anybody on this? If anybody knows what I'm talking about, that's what she looked like. But had a nice voice. And the keyboardist was like, oh, I love watching this guy. He would just like, there was no like keys to play. He'd just like be like, dun, 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 and he'd just like look up at like the ceiling, like barely playing, like, can I get my shift so I can go over to the fucking bar, do two shots, and then go clean up some rooms? Like I don't even know if they weren't like a musical act. I think they're people who worked at the hotel. And but the one guy, yeah, like probably 22 years old, who was on, I was called a rhythm guitar, and he's like doing his like inner slash, like, yeah, like rocking out and shit. I'm like, all right, hey man, like this guy's enjoying it, you know. But the keyboardist is just not having it. And of course they ended on Santana, but okay, Santana I kind of dig. Now, see, I thought Santana did some creepy shit. But I was told no. I thought he did like, I know he's done drugs, but I thought he had some kind of child thing or some kind of weird thing going on. If you know, let me, because I can't just use my phone to look up Carlos Santana and take a look. But that was fun. And get back and everybody, now we have both rooms. And of course, I had moved all the stuff from one room to the other. I got all my drawers filled, properly stacked shirts. I know what it sounds like. I know, don't, believe me, if you're listening right now, I know, you don't have to tell me what a weird fucking idiot OCD asshole I am, okay? I put my shoes in a proper spot, everything's filed so I know where it is. I hang up all my t-shirts, I put my rolling suitcase away, okay. All my toiletries set up. Plug in two iPhone plugs, one on her side, one on my side. I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, I think I like I said, now I'm good to go. Now I feel like this is my home for the next 6-7 days. I don't have to think like, oh, I got to go through my fucking bag and I got to grab this. Nah, everything's set. It's fine. You know? And this is the first time I ever used a hotel safe. I guess it's like a big deal. Like I got to put my passport in there and like money in the hotel safe. And I've never done it before. And so today's festivities were, we went to get breakfast and they all got like ready to go like from breakfast right to the fucking pool. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. I want to have breakfast and then I'll get ready. Like, what the fuck? Why would I go right to the pool? I mean, the pool is, I could throw a football to it. It's not that far. Anyways, so I come up and I haven't had my air flight shit yet. I haven't shit since Los Angeles. Okay? We're talking 48 hours. All right? It isn't a good sign because I'm normally regular or irregular, meaning I go too much. All right? Oh, yeah, baby. Let's see them fucking boobies. Oh, that chick's kind of hot. That chick is not. Jesus Christ, put a shirt on, pig. Sorry, I'm going to stop looking out the window. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to a room because I kind of felt one a-brewing. But I think that since I'm eating better and I've been mixing the water in with the beers, like I'm oddly enough, my digestive system and everything is probably working a little bit better and it isn't used to, you know, how much intake it's taking. And and of course, I come into the room, the fucking maid is here. I'm like, God damn it. Okay, now she speaks zero English, obviously. So I'm like, oh, yeah. ¿Cómo está? ¿Está bien? ¿Y tú? Okay. Yeah, do all that. And she made like a really cute little like thing out of our towels for us, like the fresh towels. She made it look like a little dog and it's all of our fresh towels. It's very nice. So it means we got to leave her some kind of a tip. And I didn't know if I should have given it to her just the tip. If I should have given her a tip, like, right when I saw her. And so I go, I'm sitting in the balcony. I'm just waiting for her to leave. I'm thinking she's just going to fucking make the bed. And she does a whole fucking spot clean inspection. And I'm like, I got shit. So what does Brandon do? What he's perfect at? Shitting with the maid. Okay? Now, let me explain the room because I told you I was going to. All right. You walk into the room and you go left. There's a closet with a toilet in it, basically. Behind some, I don't know what kind of glass it is, plexiglass, stained glass, is the shower and two sinks and then a tub and then the beds. So there's no wall for a bathroom. It's all wide open. So from the balcony to the shitter, from the balcony to the shower, there is no wall. It's nice, it feels big, but it's like, now I'm in the bathroom that has these huge fucking, what would you call those things? Like shutters on the bottom, dropping a deucer, my first air flight shit, which are never good, while the maid is in here. And the maid is a fucking 40-year-old lady whose legs are hairier than mine, and I can't talk to her because I don't know that much Spanish, colloquially, if that's a word. And she does a hell of a job, and she makes us a little fucking dog out of towels. Son of a bitch. So she's going to have to get some of this Monopoly Mexican money that I got. So, as always, guys, I don't make up these stories. I did shit with the maid, and I didn't want to, but I had to shit. Sorry. Also, Sport Bar is a real place. Okay? And I'd also suggest, come to Cancun. Yo, you want to go to a resort that's not all up in a video, dancing? Come to Cancun. All right? The Riu, R-I-U, Cancun. I am having a great time, and this was nice to be able to sit down for a fucking minute. I've been in the pool all day. I'm hoping I didn't say anything offensive, because I am having a great time. I do appreciate the trip, all right? And as much as I say people don't listen, they listen, and I feel like a dick later on. So, no, that's not the case. It is very nice. It just, there's goofy things I notice. I notice, you know, there's goofy things about me that I notice. I'm very self-deprecating and, you know. But, like, honestly, like, I felt different. If you want another embarrassing Brandon story, I can give you one. And this is not the first time. This dates back to Looking Good Radio years. This dates back to before that, when I was a kid. I had so much fun yesterday. Just in general. You know? Not like, I was around fucking six big-titted strippers and fucking doing blow. No, it wasn't, you know, it's nothing like that. I just, such a lack of responsibility was like a great feeling, okay, if that makes any sense. And I felt great. Oh, Luke, those are some chicks for you. Some big booty black chicks. God damn, all three of them look the same. And just how beautiful it is here. And I don't know. I feel comfortable with myself where, like, I take my shirt off and I don't care if I got back near, or if I look too thin, or if I got a gut or I got man. I don't give a fuck. I just felt comfortable, you know? And I'm with people that are cool and they do what they want, fine. Everybody has their issues. But I like hanging out with them. I don't care about anybody else. I do. And that made me tear up. I don't know why. It's like, holy shit, I really can have fun. You know? I think that all my day is like, it's so, like, fuck. I gotta be at this place for 4 hours. It's only 4 hours, but, like, it consumes my whole day. And then when I leave that place, well, now I have to take this mode of transportation for the next couple hours. And then leave early in the morning. And do it all over again. And who's going to do this? And who's going to... Over some stupid shit. I don't have that right now. And it was like driving me nuts. And like my emotions got the best of me. I didn't... No. I did it alone by myself. You know, I didn't want to do it in front of everybody. I'd be a fucking psychopath. But, yeah, man. The last time I felt like this was when I went to go see the Harlem Globetrotters. What a weird segue conversation. But that's the truth. And it was like, it's like I get these weird moments of like, no, you're not a bad dude. You can have a good time. Have a fucking good time. Let it go. Don't be in the room all the time doing a podcast. Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know if I'm a loner of a guy or what it is, but I'm having a great time, and I'm going to continue to have a great time. And we got a lot of stuff coming up the next couple days that's going to be more fun to talk about. You know, once I, you know, I know Cordero will have some questions for me, and it'll be fun. So I would recommend, if you like Cordero as my co-host, if you don't like him as my co-host, if you like me as a host, if you hate me as a host, I'll give you one recommendation. All right? And this is not to be preachy. It's something he told me, and it makes total sense. If you want to do something, you want to feel good about yourself, no one is going to do it for you. We are grown people. I would assume most of my listeners are over the age of 18, up until I don't know what age. No one's going to buy you a pair of shoes. Maybe a significant other, who knows. But no one's going to buy you like the fucking sneakers you want. You know? No one's going to hand you a trip. Yes, I know, mine was. Fine, different circumstance. Still, I'm taking advantage of it as much as I can, and I love it. Take care of yourself. If your fucking back hurts, I shouldn't bitch about the money I spend to go to the chiropractor, because I have the money to go to the chiropractor and do it. And I'll feel better about myself. If you're a female or a male, get a pedicure. Get your fucking manicure. Get your hair done, nails done, everything did. Buy a shirt that you like. Alright? This is positive motherfucking branding, dog. Alright? And I'm signing off. Peace. To bumpin', rookas get to bumpin'. Who's that rockin'? Got the border start jumpin', blastin' through high. No need for the booyah. A hammer with the one knuckle, I shot through ya. Step to the crowd, I feel the strain. Throwing nozzles in the mosh pit, feel for pain. So don't get in my way, baby, because the weather local keep me here to play, baby. My shit'll pump up a jam, hot damn, it's the baddest. Tres delincuentes, step into the madness. Muchacho, ahí vienes, te miro. Si me traes bronca, me loco de a tiro. Me paro, te tumbo, no es tu rumbo. Y con el lingo, tal vez te confundo. Shit is the attack with the 5'10". The blacks again, once again, with the cocktail pin. As I emerge from the depths of the realm, my son, I got the black, yeah, that track, coke and run. Otra vez, ya lo ves, in the crew, somos tres. One blacks again, on the squad, you don't test. Sitting hard like an Aztec, swift like a Zulu. That's what it's like with the pump shot. My manner is the miles till the punks get piled. My number one assassin flips the mad funk styles. Me, I play the back row, but I'm delinquente. This is how I kick it when I'm speaking to the gente. Gente. Delincuentes, tú no quieres lucha. We freak it this way, sigo siendo rey. OG freaks the beat, the mariachis play. Faded in, snap from me, yo soy 10. Produced in más mejor, it's OG style again. Freak it, bumping, bass out the carro. OG, he's got more boom boom than Charro. Third of tres, bring cuts to your face, bro. Hold down the needle with a penny or a peso. See all our style, used to create with one time.
the
hell? Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's Spanish?
That's not Spanish. That was English.
No. That's Spanish.